Hello, my name is Ravana Griggs, and I am conducting an interview with Carolyn Griggs. My first question is, where were you born, and what was it like in the city you grew up in?
I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the year of 1966. Philadelphia, to me, has always been a friendly place, a lot of different ethnicities, and just a good time overall growing up, just having a great time for my youth is what I can remember. Lots of fun with my family and friends.
Okay. Have you ever experienced any discrimination?
Well, I've experienced discrimination most recently in my 48th year of life. And while I was conducting a track championship in Bloomington, Indiana, I was the only female of African-American descent was part of the management staff, and I had a crew of 8 individuals working on my team, and most of them were, I would say there were 7 white males and 1 Caucasian female. And as I introduced myself to the group, there was really no response from the group, and kind of I could feel that I wasn't wanted it to be part of their management or their leader for that particular group. As I spoke to them in a group setting and gave them instruction, I overheard one of the individuals said, "Don't take instruction from a black woman. This is our stadium. I've always worked here and I've always been the head for this type of event. I don't know why they brought someone like this here." But part of what I do is manage races for youth athletes of various ethnicities and backgrounds, gender, both male and female. And we have a management team, which is a diverse group, and I just happen to be in charge of the starters who start the races for that group. That comment, it was very disturbing. At first, I wasn't going to say anything because I am from Philadelphia, and I'm in a strange town, not knowing a lot of the individuals there, but I know that is the home of the Ku Klux Klan, and that is one of the very predominantly white areas where everyone in town basically looks the same. There is not a lot of diversity in that little small town where we were conducting this championship, but they just happened to win the bid and had the resources to host such an event. I did bring it to the head of my management staff, and they spoke to the individual about the comments that were made, and the person was basically escorted from the venue and was not allowed to participate for this 7-day event. Later in the evening, the person came to me and asked if they could speak to me. Yes, I obliged to speak with them, and they wanted to apologize. They said they had not had anyone of my ethnicity come and be a manager over them, and they were felt a little bit uncomfortable with that. But I said, this is 2014, and I know you watch TV, you read, you're basically and you're twice my age, so I know you've seen African Americans before, and our commander in chief is one. So I don't know why you would make that comment and not think that you could get away with it and it not be addressed. Unfortunately, I'm sorry that you feel the way you do, but as you live on in life and as I do myself, don't disrespect others. Just accept people for who they are, and just move on with your life, and I'll do the same. And it was an experience that I'll never forget, but it didn't change how I felt about people. Some people are ignorant in their ways and set in their ways, and there's really nothing you can really do that but just educate them about, one, how to conduct themselves in front of a group setting of various ethnicities, because we have so many different ethnicities, and we all get along very well together. So that was my experience with discrimination.
Okay. Growing up, how did you feel about Caucasian people?
Growing up, most of my teachers were Caucasian. I had a few African-American teachers, and we were taught at home just to respect others as you would respect yourself, and just treat everybody with kindness and care. And we really didn't look at color too much. Yes, we read about it in books, saw it on television. As I said, I was born in the 60s and 70s. It was a pretty interesting time in our culture in those years. But again, not feeling the brunt of any of that, but just seeing changes where we had more opportunities as African Americans to attend schools of higher learning and to be offered better employment and housing and so on and so forth. It really didn't have an impact on me in my young life, but I just saw the changes and just were amazed at the contributions that African Americans made to society as a whole.
Okay, so how do you think white people thought of you as an individual?
Well, I am very confident and know for a fact that I was very well thought of, and so was that of my family and basically the circle of friends that I had, because we were about our work and about moving forward and doing great things and helping in the community and church and our neighborhoods. And always my parents were a part of the, Home and School Association. So my mother was there when she could to contribute to any events that we had at school and supporting our community. So we were always treated with high regard, and that's from what I can recall.
Okay. Did you go to a school that was mixed or predominantly one race?
My school was predominantly African American. It was the Commodore John Berry School, located at 59th and Ray Streets in West Philadelphia.
Okay. What were your experiences in school?
And my experiences for school were excellent. I always loved to read. And I would help with my teachers would let me mark tests and just feed my creativity and thirst for knowledge. So I've always had a wonderful experience in school.
Okay. Do you remember your mother or father experiencing discrimination?
I remember my mother more so than my dad, because my dad worked weekends and night shifts a lot, so... but mostly every Saturday, my mother would take us for long walks, either to the zoo, to the park, or to a shopping area, and it was 69th and Market Streets. There was a store there called Kresge, and most people would remember it was like a branch of Woolworth. Well, my mother would give us $5, and we could go in and buy whatever we wanted. This one particular Saturday, I had some puzzle books, and I wanted to buy, I believe it was a necklace for my mother, but I didn't have enough money. And so instead of leaving it on the counter, I took it to show my sister. And the one lady who was a sales clerk, she was a Caucasian lady, she thought I was stealing it, but I wasn't. I didn't think, and I'm like, why would I steal? I have money in my hand. But she, my mother... saw her chasing me and stopped me, and she mother came over to me, and she asked her to take her children out of the store because they were stealing. And I told my mother, I said, no, I'm not stealing. I wanted to get this for you, but I didn't have the money, so I went to find my older sister to give me $2 more so that I could buy. So that was, to me, very discriminatory, because there was a little boy next to me who actually did take something, and I saw him sticking in his pocket, and I said, well, that boy right there, he put that brooch in his pocket, you didn't say anything to him, he stole right there, but you were looking at me probably because I'm black. So that was one incident that I can remember, or my mother experiencing discrimination, more so because of the color of her children and herself.